Pray unto you in peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the meditation this morning on this feast day of St. Simon and St. Jude is from the Gospel for this day, the 14th chapter of St. John's Gospel, the 27th verse. And I read the text in the Revised Standard Version. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let them be afraid. O Lord, sanctify in thy peace. Thy word is peace. Amen. Dear Christians, the theme for today's brief meditation is Christ's lasting gift of peace. This hour is different from all other hours. God's time clock is announcing the hour of Christ's passion, crucifixion, death, resurrection and ascension. From the so-called Book of Glory, the second division of the fourth gospel, we learn that this solemn hour of passion is the time of the great and unique revelation of God's merciful love and compassionate grace. And St. John put the last discourse in the setting of the Last Supper. Therefore, this hour is the hour of great solemnity, during which our Lord speaks of many things related to his Father's love and his love, to his sacrifice, his word, to his gift of the Spirit, and his own departure. It is the hour of joy and sadness. It is the hour of promise and departure. The hour of life and death. The Lord is speaking. And when he speaks, we ought to be silent. On this feast day devoted to two of Christ's followers, we are reminded not so much of the recipients of Christ's lasting gift, but of the gift itself, which cannot be divorced from the giver. Our Lord told his disciples, "My farewell to you is peace. My gift to you is peace. My farewell gift is different from the one which the world is offering to you. Therefore, don't be afraid. And don't let trouble rule your heart." This is not uncommon farewell greeting. It is not a sentimental attempt to relieve the tension of the hour. It is a word of farewell by which the great gift of salvation is made manifest to the followers of Christ. Christ is listening. Before he speaks, he has listened, and he is listening to the prayers of the Father echoed in Psalm 29. May the Lord bless his people with peace. Christ is conveying the ancient cry of Israel's God, recorded by the prophet, for instance by Isaiah, peace to the far and to the near, says the Lord, and I will heal them. Christ is saying to his disciples, because I am the truth, the life, The light and the way. I leave you with the lasting gift of my peace. Because I am the bringer of good tidings, I announce to you that I am Isaiah's Prince of Peace, and that I am Zechariah's King, who is to command peace to the nations. I don't leave you within that great path, but with my assurance that in this hour, the response of faith of my comforted people will be born. How beautiful is he who brings good tidings, who publishes peace, who brings good tidings of blessing, who publishes salvation. I am entering the upper darkness to bring you into the light of my peace. I am entering the ultimate struggle with the powers of evil to bring you into the freedom of my peace. I am entering the garden of the great temptation to bring you into the paradise of my everlasting peaceful presence. This is the solemn hour of the Koran day. The presence of the peace-leaving, peace-giving, and peace-creating Lord, who loves to the end and to the end. My peace is my lasting gift to you. My peace is not in fact of dealing with absence of war is guaranteed. The war will come to an end. Then my peace-giving work has touched the heart of the last one of my father's elect. In the midst of the ongoing warfare on the part of the angry leader, Satan and his helper, I let you rejoice in my gift to you, my gift that creates the desire for the giver. My covenant of peace will keep you from falling away. My peace will give you rest in unrest, joy in sadness, assurance in times of doubt, strength in weakness, hope in despair, love in a world of hatred, faith in moments of helplessness. My gift is so different from that which the world is offering you. The world's gift wrappings may look extremely attractive. However, its gift marks difference. They bear the mark of difference. In times of need, in times of want, in times of your desire for consolation, remember my words, let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. In the beginning I said, this hour is different from all other hours. It is indeed. Our beloved Lord has made peace. And by giving us his peace, he consoles us at the same time. Don't be afraid. Don't let trouble rule your heart. Let my peace rule your heart. Because I am your peace maker, your peace giver, and your peace keeper. I am there where my name is remembered. I am there where my name is proclaimed. I am there where my presence is celebrated. Therefore, be of good courage, my children. Behold, I am coming home.